Kanye West's Sunday service saw 1,000 people commit their lives to Christ. By Jerome Hudson on November 4, 2019. Kirvine Brewington, a pastor at Crossroads Church in Lafayette, praised Kanye West over the weekend for hosting his weekly Sunday service, where the church leader said more than 1,000 attendees dedicated their lives to Jesus Christ. "Tonight, worship was lifted, the name of Christ was exalted. The Word of God was preached, a multitude prayed together. The gospel was clearly proclaimed, and an opportunity to respond was given," Pastor Brewington explained in an Instagram post. "In a crowd of 6,000, people from all walks of life, all ages, and all races, I witnessed over 1,000 people respond to the gospel by raising their hands to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior." A live stream of the moving service was posted online and shows West, flanked by a choir, perform a set of spiritual hymns and a slew of songs from his new album Jesus is King. This latest edition of West's Sunday service comes on the heels of his 11-track gospel album debuting number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart, marking the Grammy winner's 9th consecutive number one debut. Kanye West made headlines throughout the week while promoting the record. He called out cancel culture, said his support for President Donald Trump was God's practical joke to liberals, and ripped the Democratic Party. "Democrats had us voting for Democrats with food stamps for years. What are you talking about, guns in the 80s? Taking the fathers out the home, Plan B, lowering our votes, making us abort children." West's influence on the culture and his music-driven commitment to Christianity is palpable. Indeed, the American Bible Society, ABS, is set to hand out 1,000 free Bibles to those interested in Christianity, launching an initiative called Bibles for Kanye Fans. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.